Thanks for taking some time with us today, Alice.
Hi, Carl.
How did you come to producing animation?
Well, I started off doing musical theater, and because of Les Mis, I met my husband. And my husband had already made the move to Los Angeles and persuaded me to move to L.A. and try my hand at doing theater here. And at that exact time, Little Mermaid had just come out. And I saw it, and I thought, that was like one of the best Broadway musicals I've seen. And I ended up knowing some people that were working over at Disney. A lot of theater people had made that transition from theater into animation. And so I fit right in, and they hired me pretty quickly upon moving here.
What were the skill set items that worked for you?
When you look at the difference between live action and animation, they're quite distinct. But animation and theater are really quite similar. And the reason I say that is, if you're working in live action, you know, you'll take your script and break it down by days and actor availability and locations, and you kind of go and get your shots and cut it together and make your movie that way. But in animation, much like in theater, we start off with a script and casting and recording and drawing the storyboards. So the scene is done not just once, but many times. We'll storyboard it. We animate it. We light it. We add effects to it. Just like in theater, where you start off on book, you get off book, you learn your blocking, you do a tech rehearsal, you do a dress, and you open. So you go over the same material over and over and over and enhance it every time. And that's exactly what we do in animation, except for just way slower.
You mentioned quite a few projects. Any one of them a favorite?
Well, you know, The Lion King, I think, will always stand out. It was the show nobody at Disney wanted to work on. Nobody.
Why
at
was
that?
Point,
well, for the first time in Disney history, they were going to divide the crew into two projects. And the tradition had been that the whole crew would roll over to the next picture, and everybody got a credit on every Disney picture. And, you know, after Aladdin and Beauty had done so well, there was a real impetus to create more, you know, make more movies. And so the rhythm had to be that we had to divide into two so that we could do movies more often. Because at that point, they were only releasing maybe every 18 months. By doing two, you could release at least every year, if not twice a year. Well, it was, you know, a big uproar. And then our star animators had all got cast on Pocahontas. And so everybody thought that was the A picture, and that this Lion King, which wasn't based on any fairy tale or any known story or any historical thing, this little original thing was the B one. And so there was a big scramble to get cast onto Pocahontas. And Pocahontas had Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, and, you know, it just had all the 18 people. Whereas Lion King, again, was an original story. Elton John was asked to do the music. You know, I mean, yeah, of course, everybody loves Elton John, but he had never done a musical before. It was tough. It was a tough sell. It was tough to get people on it. And the truth is, nobody really knew what we had. And the music is what brought Lion King to life. The day we got the Circle of Life demo from Hans Zimmer, he had taken what Elton John and Tim Rice had done and done a sort of a temp score to it. People understood the movie for the first time. It broke everything open. You know how that sometimes happens in the middle of a show? There's just a moment where all the creativity gels. And that was it. I'll never forget it. So that was a big risk, and it really made the careers of so many people that are now, you know, towering people in the business today.
You've inspired somebody out there. What advice would you give to somebody that wanted to go into the industry that you're working in?
There's so much work. Anybody that thinks that they would like to work in the animated business will find a home, whether they're editors or artists, producers, finance, marketing. There is something for everybody. It's a great career. It's a team sport. You know, we come to work and we all put our heads down and try to make the best movie we can with the money and the time we have. And you come out and you make this little present for people and you hope they like it.
Alice, thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. I'm so happy to hear your voice.